Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Coretta. Thank you, woman of God, for releasing the miracle, miracle seed. Know, Sister Coretta, that you're in a season and a time of where your words are going to have so much more power. It's a season and a time where you're going to begin to see the ending in of a key relationship, saith the Lord of hosts. And yet God says, watch whom you have around you. Someone seems to be competitive or has some hostile feelings. There's jealousy or misunderstandings between you and a loved one, perhaps, during this season. And so God says, use wisdom, woman of God, between now and round about the middle of October. Caution is advised when relating to men in this season, especially in business and personally. Seems like you may be inclined to leave behind some undesirable situations during this period, or maybe move on to greener pastures, and yet your own disappointments and others may prompt such an exit, or you may be impatient with the problems present. Though some relationships in your life is coming to an end, you would be wise not to let hostility get out of control, your anger, your emotions, because that would only aggravate the process of what is happening, the process of separation, and bind you with more karma. And what I mean by karma, reaping and sowing, and you don't want to sow wrong seeds to produce a wrong harvest in your future. So it's going to be important that you use wisdom in that. But God says to thee, prepare yourself, because you're in a season of a clearing and a cleansing, is what God is saying. And it seems like relationships that are no longer doing you any good needs to be cut off. It's time for them to end, whether or not you realize that this is the time that has shown up for you. And that means, woman of God, you using and moving in unconditional love. Emotional disappointments and personal losses on the affectionate level is what the enemy is trying to bring your way. But you'll see it the wrong way. But God says, see endings as beginnings. See completions as the birthing of some new things that is coming into your life. Now listen to the word from the other prophets. God bless.
Amen. Area code 228. 243, God bless you, Sister Coretta. I believe it's our faithful Sister Coretta Dennis. God bless you, woman of God. Your line is open.
God bless you, Prophetess Marion.
Amen. And how are you doing tonight, woman of God?
I'm doing very well.
Amen. Well, great to hear you on the voice, on the line tonight. And thank you for documenting your speed. Thank you for documenting your ties. Amen. Company of Human Prophet, here is the word of the Lord to Sister Coretta Bennett.
God bless you, Sister Coretta. I just hear God saying that there's healing flowing throughout the home where your family resides, with your son and your daughters. I just hear God just touching and bringing the healing. And yet, even in your grandchildren, God is blessing and healing, bringing forth restoration in the home. And that's the word of the Lord. God says, be at peace.
And I confirm the word of the prophet. Well, I hear God speaking about doing a major work, even in you, prophetess. He's doing a work in the healing in your body, even as bringing it to a season of relaxation. I just see you with your feet up, and just it's just important that you elevate your feet in this season and drink much, much water. Even the water that revitalized, not just any water. God says even when you drink water, bless your water. And God says even as you honor me, I shall honor you. God calls you a faithful woman of God. And because you've been faithful in a few things, God is going to bless you with much. And bless are the fruit of your hands in the season, God says. And you shall write for generations to come. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Christy. Excuse me. God bless you, Sister Coretta. I hear the word of the Lord saying don't force any issues in this season, because I hear Father God saying greater should be your latter years than your former years. I do hear Father God saying this is the season of variety and favor. I do hear Father God saying be angry and sin not. God says be mindful of your actions in this season. But Father God says you are in the season of the test before the blessings, and he's pulling out the best in you. Father God says he's extracting whatever is not of him, and he begins to bring forth a new dimension in the things of the Spirit. I do hear Father God saying, be mindful who you call friend in this season. Be mindful who you trust in this season. For Father God saying he's bringing you into an atmosphere of many new beginnings and many new arenas. And I hear Father God saying justice. So Father God says laughter is returning to your heart as well as your home. I do see Father God saying you're coming into a season of endings and completions. Be open to all that God has for you, because Father God says this is the season of new success. And I just hear Father God saying financial favor, financial windfall in this season. So just be mindful and just walk in divine order and divine structure concerning the things of God, because God says he's going to elevate you. And Father God says this is the season of great favor, and that is the word of the Lord.